Disability Royal Commission says it would be unconscionable for governments to lift COVID lockdowns before people with disabilities have had the chance to be vaccinated. The Commission has delivered a scathing report finding the Federal Health Department deprioritised the disability sector in the vaccine rollout. Samantha Connor is president of People with Disability. She says many people with disabilities are at far greater risk from COVID than the rest of the community.
Absolutely. If you have Down syndrome, you're 36 times more likely to die of COVID. So the numbers are startling. There's anger, there's fear, there's desperation, and also a great sadness, I think, you know, that there's this devaluing, being ignored, dismissed, being disregarded. You know, that when you see tens of thousands of people marching down the street protesting because people are angry and upset, and they're mostly people who aren't disabled people who are marching down the street saying, look, we need to open up. You've got this overall message of devaluing that comes from just being invisible and then also being terrified for your life. We really hope that the report will inspire people in the street and people who, you know, people who care about people with disability in their lives. You know, we really need to make sure that people are safe and that nobody should be left behind.
Sam, what's your understanding of the lay of the land at the moment when it comes to the percentages of people with disabilities who have been vaccinated?
The numbers, well, the numbers are all very fluid. So we actually don't have any accurate numbers about the number of more than two people who are in receipt of care that live together. There's been no modelling done about this. There's been no counting. There's been no action on this either. So it really has been a complete failure for people with disability and people with chronic health conditions.
Can states open up when the overall vaccination percentage is at 70 or 80%, but the vaccination rates are still extremely low for some people who have disability?
States can do what they like, but you know that our perspective is that if you make a choice, if you make a conscious choice to open your doors knowing that the people who are most at risk are going to die, we are doing this with the full knowledge that a large proportion of the community is unsafe. And if you said you were going to do that, what is your message to the people in your state and people with disability and people with chronic conditions? We are voters, we're citizens, we pay our taxes, we are part of the world and part of Australia, and we're Australians. So they need to be prepared for any repercussions that come out of that if they do.
Sam, you were talking before about this issue of devaluing. How much does that sting in what's happened here?
It's difficult to describe what it feels like as a person with a disability. You know, it really does make us feel less than, you know. So when you think about, you know, that feeling that you get, but with this underlying current of terror, this is just something remarkable for people with disability, that we're faced with not only uncertainty but also this sense of failure and this sense of invisibility and a sense of despair. We really hope that government will respond to the report and make sure that they do what they should have done 9 months ago.
That's Samantha Connor, President of People with Disability.